where there be no more suffering, no more pain. Everybody be calling on his name. No more giving a right when I done no wrong. No more crying, no more all alone. I'll be gone on. I didn't come here. I just stopped by. I just stopped by here. Man and born of a woman. Bible tell me in just a few days. And after a while, when my name been called. When this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I won't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night. It's gonna be day always. It won't be no more night. No more aches and no more pain.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
And you
are exalted over all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
How many of y'all gonna put this into practice? You see the value of it? See how your life can change in a moment? Some of you could be struggling financially, just struggling. Just things ain't going right. And you sit and you listen and God start giving you words to speak over your finances when ain't nothing happening. You ain't seeing no activity, no movement, but he done told you what to say. Because when he tell you what to say, he fixing to create your world for you.
Hallelujah.
He's gonna create his will in your life. He finna bring heaven down. When you start speaking his word, heaven finna come down. How many of y'all can see it? Thank God for it. If you can see it, say thank you, Jesus. How many of you hearing this word today? I'm telling you, if you got ears to hear, hear. Now if you ain't gonna put this into practice, that means you ain't got no ears to hear. Oh, I can't hear that. I can't receive that. All right. You know, Jesus didn't fuss with people. He gave them the truth. He put it out there and he said, now, then he cried with a loud voice. Anybody who have ears to hear, let him hear. Some of them people just kept right on walking. I ain't got time for that, man. All right. He said, bye-bye. He said some things that came from the Father. Sometimes he'd tell himself, he'd say, now, the word I just spoke to you is not mine, but the Father's. Some of them walked off from him and left him. I had trouble with that. I said, now, wait a minute, Jesus. Why you didn't run after him? You know, you the good shepherd, go find that one lost sheep. Why you just let him go like that and then turn to the other ones and say, are y'all leaving too? I said, where the good shepherd at? Run after him. Say, hey, fellas, come back. Y'all misunderstood me. Come on. Let me give you another chance here. There's a side of him that if you won't go your own way, he said, all right, you won't go your own way, go ahead. Hey, he's the lamb and the lion. That lamb side of him will cuddle you and hug on you and stroke you and make you feel good and everything, but that lying side will run you off. It's the lion and the lamb. Amen. Diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord refers to the Holy Spirit, who speaks what he hears from the Father in Jesus, so that we have something to say. And then he creates the image on the inside through us meditating in the word. That gives the Holy Spirit the opportunity to create the image of us doing the word or seeing the result that he wants you to have. He'll show you things to come. He will show you the end from the beginning. Well, if you ain't got no imagination, then you can't see none of that. You can't let the devil just destroy your imagination. We're supposed to cast down wicked imagination. But imagination that causes us to move out in God and to see us doing things like God would do, we're supposed to just say, okay, Lord, boy, I see that. But boy, I tell you, boy, that's far-fetched. But it don't look like that ever going to happen. Praise God. Now, let me close right here. Don't be silent when your circumstances are speaking and talking to you. Learn to speak the word of God. In other words, when God gives you words to say, sometimes these are words that are calling things that are not as though they were. It's when you begin to call things that look like they're not present, but you're calling them like they are. That's God giving you a word like that. See, God can give you all kind of words. Amen. He don't just have one type of word to give you. He give you all kind of words. Sometimes you're calling things that are not as though they were. Yeah. Not every word is like that. Sometimes they are. He can give you words and you call things. Then there are times that you have to confess the word of God for your own benefit. Where you just begin to declare the word of God. That's one way that God strengthens you on the inside, where you start confessing the word. Sometimes when I feel myself getting in a rut, I know what I need to do. I just need to sit down for about an hour and just start confessing the word again and reminding myself of who I am in Christ and what Jesus did for me and what God wants to do through me, and let me build myself up in that again. So God can put his word in my mouth that way. Amen. And then I'm going to tell you another way that he puts his word in your mouth, by you praying in other tongues. How many of you know when you pray in other tongues, you pray by the inspiration of who? Holy Spirit. So those words come from who? They come from God. They come from the Holy Spirit, right? He gives us the utterance. That means that God can fit his word in our mouth when we pray. Every time we pray in tongues, God's putting words in our mouth. And those words have power. Those words have life in them. So a lot of times, before I'll just haul off and start just trying to say something, because sometimes I'll be praying over something and I'm just snatching scriptures out there. You know how you just scripture snatch? Everything you know about that stuff, just snatch them all. Begin to say them. And it's all right to gather them together. But then you need to pray in the Holy Ghost. Till the Spirit of God come on you. And then when you start speaking, you're speaking the right scripture at the right time. Hallelujah. I'll never forget that time Cece had those gallstones. You know, I just said we're going to believe God for it. So we are giving ear to his commandments, to his word, his written word, and we're taking that, meditating on it. But then I remember I laid down in the floor and I started praying in the Holy Ghost. And I'm praying, and I'm talking to God about that situation. What am I doing? I'm speaking God's word over my situation, over our situation together. And as I was praying, then I'm going to tell you, when I come up off that floor, I came up off that floor with a word from God in my mouth. And I began to prophesy over her, and I said, those gallstones, I command them to dissolve and to pass from your body right now. And then the devil said, yeah, but she ain't going to be able to eat. I said, and I began to prophesy. Every time he'd say something, God, give me something to say back. I said, no, you're going to be able to eat anything you want anytime you get ready. I said, oh, I don't receive that doctor's report. And I began to declare, because God put a word in my mouth, you are healed in Jesus' name. Went back to the doctor, couldn't find a stone. Doctor trying to explain to us that he didn't make a mistake. Showing us the two x-rays side by side. See, they was there. Trying to convince me that they was there. Pray in the Holy Ghost often. See, God, he done brought it to another level. He said, now look, I'm going to fix this new covenant where I can put my word in their mouth all the time. That's why the devil hate tongues so much. because you're not speaking your word. They're not your words. Those words come forth from the Holy Ghost. God's fitting his word in your mouth. And then, finally, another way you speak the word over your situation is to sing over it. The Bible says to sing songs of deliverance. You can start singing over your situation. You start singing to it. That's what Paul and Silas did in Acts chapter 16. They had bad circumstances. They was in jail, and people probably wanted to take them out, execute them, and had beat them up real bad. And then all of a sudden at midnight, the darkest hour, what did he do? He prayed, and they started doing what?
Singing.
Guess what? God put some words in their mouth. Say, how you know God put words in their mouth? Because an earthquake came just in the jail. A man got saved. That wasn't the devil. Right? And his whole household. That wasn't the devil did that. That was God. Why? Because Paul and them, as they're sitting there hurting, in the middle of their pain and in the middle of their trauma, begin to sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. Don't just accept defeat. You spend time with God, get along with him, and hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. I'm not talking about an audible voice, but that still small voice that he speaks to his children with. Let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Let him minister the word to you. And you get quiet and you sit there and you listen. And then when he speak, when God wants to do something in the earth, what does he do? He release a word. When God wants to do something in your life, what does he do? He release a word to you. What are you supposed to do with the words he speak to you? You're supposed to speak them back to him. You're supposed to speak them over your situation. Amen. And then you're supposed to do what's pleasing in his sight. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you. I just bless you. Father, make this so real to us. Draw us ever closer to you, Lord. Now, the Lord will take you right where you are. Don't let the devil try to take this word from you by telling you, well, I don't know no scripture. I don't know enough. I'm going to tell you, if you're breathing, that's all the qualification you need. And if you have a willing heart to get closer to God, God will take you right where you are and begin to teach you these things that will change your life. Down to the youngest child, to the oldest person in here. This will work for you, and God wants to work it for you. I'm going to ask you to rededicate yourself to hearing the word of God that comes to you through the Holy Spirit, and the word that comes to you in written form. Say, Lord, I'm going to listen. I'm asking you to fine-tune my hearing. I claim that scripture. Proverbs 20:12 says, the hearing ear, the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. God made eyes that see and ears that hear for us, so we could have them. Claim that right now. Listen to this word that he's speaking to you. Now, while I was ministering, there's different areas of your life that the Holy Spirit quickened to you where you need to speak the word. You say, now, I don't know where to start. You start by praying in other tongues, and then you open your Bible and say, the Lord, lead and guide. And the Lord's going to give you words to say. And then don't just say them for a few moments or for a few days, because the devil will challenge your faith and say, look, you've been speaking, that ain't nothing happened. You don't know if nothing happened or not. He don't know. How he know? He don't know what's happening between you and God. He's not all knowing. You just keep doing what's pleasing to God. If God's pleased with you saying it, then you just keep saying it and leave the results up to God. Leave the results up to God. Let him handle it, because he's well able. All he wants you to do is give ear to his commandment. Hearken diligently to his voice. That means move quickly when he tells you something.
Don't be sluggish or slow.